I don't hear anything. All right. Psalms 35, verse 27. We get started. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. You just sometimes you want to go back under the old tent. You didn't have no sound systems and stuff. You're sitting on the hay bales and you just holler louder. And they can hear you. Amen. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the spirit. I'm excited about all that he's been doing. Matter of fact, I'm more excited than I've ever been before in my life. What about you? Amen. God is with us. We're getting some feedback here from somewhere. Can y'all hear that? I don't know what all it is. We'll get it straightened out. The title of the message, I just sang this song a while ago. I asked him to ahead of time. We are going to title this message today, Shout Now. But again, same reason we do everything, because what the Holy Spirit said. God is moving us into a place that we've not yet been. If we will cooperate, the Holy Spirit will move mightily. It is time for a revival among God's people to ready us to bring in this great harvest. Amen. Before the rapture takes place, we got some work to do. We have to understand we are to be kingdom builders. God is with us. We are workers together, laborers together with him in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. But we cannot expect anybody to want something that we're not excited about ourselves, to want somebody that we're not excited about ourselves. I'll tell you, the greatest thing you got going for you is God, is the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. Thank God. The Spirit of God is with us this morning. He's anointed us. He's equipped us, and he's not just done so on Sunday morning and Wednesday night. He's with us every day. He's with us every night. And thank God for our friend. Thank God for our paraclete, the Holy Spirit. Amen. But this morning, we're going to talk about what we need to do in a measure, at least. We can't tell you everything for two reasons, as always. I can't tell you everything, number one, because I don't know everything. Maybe you do. Maybe you've arrived. Number two reason is we don't have time even to share what I know, but we can share what the Holy Spirit says share. Yes. Amen. But we've got to get excited about the things of God, and we want to activate his power and his presence. Psalms 35, verse 27. Are y'all there? You should be at this one by now. If not, you're in trouble. You have to look on with your neighbor. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Amen. Not be sad. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continually. It's their language. You know, we're to maintain an attitude of gratitude. Our language is to be one of thanksgiving. Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. But he said, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yet let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Shout for joy and be glad. Say continually, thank God, for the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Psalms 32, 11. Psalms 32, verse 11 says, just a couple pages back, be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and whisper for joy. Shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord, rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. I tell you, when you get a hold of God and he gets a hold of you, you'll not be able to be quiet. You'll thank him for his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his truth, his love, his provision, his protection, his everything. Thank God most of all for the Lord Jesus Christ. You had no hope, you had no future, but God out of his love gave the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross, and thank God he didn't only die, but on the third day he was raised from the dead, and the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead has quickened and made alive our mortal bodies. It's no time or place for dead Christians, and it's no time or place for dead churches, and we shall not be dead, but alive and awake and not asleep. Amen. I've heard read some prophecies. Wigglesworth was one of them, and it was talking about waking up the sleeping giant, which is the church. Psalms 47, 11, part of it says, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Psalms 40, verse 16, these ones I'm running through, you can just write them down. Psalms 40, verse 16 says, let all those that seek thee, have you been seeking God? He's been calling you to, whether you answered the call or not, he's been calling you to in a greater measure. Can you sense that God's doing something? That God's stirring? That God's moving? It takes our cooperation, though. Amen. God's ready to move. Are we ready to move with him? Are we going to be a part of the flow of the Spirit of God and all that God is doing in these last days? Absolutely. Amen.
He said, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad. See, many have got their eyes off of God. That's why they're not rejoicing and they're not glad. They're in the news. They're on social media, what everybody else is doing. I want to know what God is doing. I want to hear the good report of God's word. The evil report's everywhere, but what is God saying? What has God said? I'm loaded with his benefits daily, blessed and highly favored, different and going somewhere to make a difference. Amen. The greater one that lives inside of me, thank God for what he's done for me, but he's well able to use me to be a vessel to help change other lives. People right now are dying and going to hell. People right now need to know this Jesus. But I don't say this to hurt anybody's feelings, but it's true. So much of the church has cared so little about Jesus, nobody's had to worry about getting too many people saved. He's got to be first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And many have said, well, I need this, that, and the other. No, it's not about all things. It's about seeking him first. It's about putting him first. Those things can come behind because that's where they belong. They're not first. He's first. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. You'll find out as we go through these scriptures, just a few more along these lines, that as we praise him, as we rejoice, as we be glad, that the Lord is magnified. Now he'll not be any bigger than he is now because he don't need to be. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's not this big today and that big tomorrow. But he can be magnified, and him and his presence can be greater in your life. Him and his presence can be greater in this church based upon our decision to come in and really seek him, or our decision to come in and wonder about whether we're getting a chicken breast or a chicken leg at 12. It makes a difference. It makes a difference if we're serious or not, and God knows our heart, and he knows if we're serious. He knows if we mean business. He knows if we're just going through the flow like so many are now. I don't care the flow that anybody else is in. I want to know, what is God saying? What is God doing? Which way is God moving? It doesn't matter if it's popular or unpopular. It doesn't matter if it's convenient or inconvenient. It doesn't matter who approves of it in the world. Does what we're doing and what we're saying, do we have God's approval? Psalm 66, verse 1, make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. Another thing we've got to get rid of is we're concerned about what everybody else thinks about us instead of what God thinks. Amen? So, this is going on and that's going on, and everybody knows what you should do, and sometimes if you're not careful, you know what everybody else should do, and everybody's focused on everybody, but who matters? Amen? Make a joyful noise unto God, not unto man. God is with us. All ye lands, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Psalm 68, 3 and 4, 3 says this, but let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Are you the righteousness of God today? If you're a Christian and the word of God is true, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You'd never be good enough or worthy enough on your own, but thank God. In Christ, I am righteous. My standing is secure. I can go boldly to the throne of grace today. Oh, I got more to be thankful about and rejoice about than I can even keep up with. Let them rejoice before God. Yeah, let them exceedingly rejoice. And then in verse 4, he said, sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Sing unto God and sing praises to his name. Psalms 132, verse 9. The latter part says, let thy saints shout for joy. Do we got any saints today? Amen. And you would say, and I want to challenge some of you. Because I know we've kind of come in here and kind of had a measure, because we got a different people from, some was not saved, some used to be saved and was backslid. You got back in fellowship in the church. I'm not knocking any denomination, but you got some that was Baptist, some that was Methodist, some that might have been all kind of stuff. I don't know what all of y'all was. I'm still trying to figure some of you out, but that's not my job anyways to figure out. But you might would say, well, that's not how we did it where we came from. What am I reading you? I'm not reading you anybody's bylaws, anybody's constitution, anybody a decree that they operate by in any denomination. This is the word of God. Yes, amen. Amen? And another little secret that I might tell you, not to hurt your feelings, but maybe to help you, if you had everything you needed where you was at, then what you doing here for? Amen. Amen. Maybe God knows some things that we don't know. Maybe God even knows the future better than we know the present and the past. Trust Him. Trust Him. And when He says rejoice, rejoice. When He says praise Him, because God inhabits the praise of His people. I'm telling you, God's stirring and moving in such a way that if you'll get in line, even when we're preaching and teaching, you're going to have a hard time sitting in the chair, because the God that's inside of you will cause you to jump up. You might dance, you might shout, you might do all sorts of things, but God is with us. Amen. You say, I'm not going to be crazy. I want another. Give you another revelation. You might not know this, but even in your normal course of life, you already got people around you think you're crazy anyways. So don't worry about it. You already got people think you're crazy. Just get crazy for the right reasons and the right one. If you want to be crazy for somebody or something, get crazy for God. Get crazy for Jesus. Crazy for the Holy Ghost. It blows my mind what's been done in the Church of the Living God about the Holy Ghost and the move thereof, about the gifts of the Holy Ghost. It won't have nothing to do with it, because it'll run people off, and now nobody wants to come to church because the Holy Ghost ain't there. Amen. That's stupid. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost. Yes. We need the Spirit of God to move freely and do what He wants to do. Yes. We need it in Him in the church. We can't do anything without Him. Amen. We're helpless. He's our helper. Yes. What are we going to do? You say, oh, we can't do that. Nobody won't come. No, if it's not real and there's no power and there's no glory and there's no anointing to change anybody's lives, that's why they don't want to come. What are they going to come for? They can get that watching the football game, little jitters. What is that? We thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. What can He do today? He can do what He wants to do. When He wants to do it and how He wants to do it. Turn to Luke 24. Luke chapter 24, verse 50. This would be at the end of the Lord Jesus Christ's life. And then, of course, it'd move right over if we went there into the book of Acts. Jesus is about to leave here. And well, let's read it. Make sure I'm telling you right. I'm pretty sure. Luke chapter 24. But the saints are to rejoice, to be glad, to praise God. He inhabits the praises of His people. Amen. You know, the devil's been doing a lot of things, and he's got the Christians quiet. God, you just don't know what's going on. And if they do talk, it's about the wrong things. So you just got to be informed. I am informed with the Word of God and the Holy Ghost. This is the highest truth there is. There is no higher truth. There is no greater word. Amen. I don't want to hear the devil's report anyways, because the reality of it is he's a liar and the father of all lies. If Jesus tells the truth, that's what he is. He's a liar. Amen. Let's don't listen to him. He said in Luke 24, let's go down to, Jesus said in 46, it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, to rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye here in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And that goes over to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Till you be endued or clothed with power from on high. And Jesus, excuse me, it is Jesus, but he, verse 50. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. He lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. So we got here Jesus' parting words. He had told them to wait here till you be endued with power from on high. What is that? That's not salvation. That's after salvation. That's being filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking other tongues. And people say, do you believe in all that tongue stuff? I don't believe nobody in here, including me, prays in tongues enough every day. Paul said, I pray in tongues more than y'all. He said, that's a foreign concept to many, because they go to dead churches, listen to dead preachers, that listen to the devil instead of God. We've got to move back into the fullness of God. We got to move back into everything that is for us. It's the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Amen. The church is not to be dead but alive. The same spirit that raised him from the dead has quickened and made alive our mortal bodies. Yes. You got dead raising power available to you. Yes. Amen. If the Bible's true, he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven, and they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great sadness, with great joy. And they were continually in the temple. Now they had the word, Jesus Christ. He had given them this word, and they were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. I wonder if they had the presence of God, the word of God, they were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. I wonder if there was any connection there with them having great joy. Absolutely. You know, you can talk yourself into God's best and talk yourself out of God's best. This, I hadn't preached on it in many a day, but that you just go through and study the scriptures where he tells you not to murmur and to gripe and complain. You'll find out why most people's in the situation they're in. That's not how you get out of a mess, is to talk about how bad it is. He said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. He'll have what he says. And we say, oh my God, what are we going to do? Oh my God, it's so terrible. Oh my God, but you don't know how bad it is. Oh my God, you don't know what the president's going to do. Oh my God, what are we going to do? You don't know what they're saying about my job. But God, I said, but God, God is able. He's the answer. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He'll make a way when there seems to be no way. We just have to trust him even in the storm. But as the Holy Ghost told me for this message today, he said, my people are waiting for the walls to come down and the storm to pass to praise me. And that's not how they come down. Amen. He said, it's backwards, and I want you to tell them and then do it. Amen? Amen. And we're not going there, but in John 16:22, he said in the latter part, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. There is a joy that every believer can possess, the joy of the Lord, that no man can take from you. You can't explain it. It's like the peace of God. You can't explain it in the storm. Even a believer really can't. You know that you have it, but you really can't explain it. Because if anybody looked and really knew what you were dealing with, they'd say there's no way you can have peace. But you have a peace. You have a joy. It's not a peace that come from out yonder. It didn't come from the news. It didn't even come from your family and friends. It come from God. It's the peace of God. It's the joy of God. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. It doesn't make any sense because it's not in the natural realm. It's in the supernatural realm. Peace and joy being fruit of the Spirit, abiding in the vine, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our everything. Today, this is from the Holy Spirit when I prepared this message. There are people here that have walls up, whether you put them up or the enemy put them there. You've been waiting on the walls to come down so you could praise him. The Lord said to tell you today that it's your praise in him that brings the walls down. The devil wants to shut my people's mouth, the Lord said. He wants to shut their mouth and they become too quiet. Throw caution to the wind today and praise the God that saved you, that's healed you, that's delivered you, that's preserved you, that's provided for you, that's done everything for you that could be done. God is with us. Go to Acts 16. The walls come tumbling down. It can't stay like it's been. The only way you won't leave here changed today is because you want to keep it like it is. God is with us. And the anointing of the Holy Ghost is upon us to break every stronghold, to break every yoke of bondage, and your word, and the word of God, and the grace of God. But the praise should be in our mouth. Praise God. Thank God continually, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Oh, thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Father. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. You're with us today, moving among us, moving upon us, leading, guiding, and directing us. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your glory. See, it's where we got to get back to, that at any given moment, we just praise him, we just glorify him, and we just magnify him. Amen? That's what we want to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now go to Acts 16. Go to Acts 16. And just know I'm not offended at all that you were still praising God. That's where we want you, and that's where God wants you. Acts 16, verse 20. We're going to start back in just a minute. But I'm just telling you what the Lord told me first. Everything's built upon the word. Everything. If you don't have the word, you'll be wrong in no time. But thank God the church in this day and time, always, but right now, the only church is going to stand in the storm. It's going to stand the test of time and the test and opposition of the devil is the one that's built upon the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the word himself, and even the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Amen. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know this whole story here in Acts 16. Paul and Silas has cast out this spirit of divination. And to make a long story short, they wasn't real happy about it because they gained, her master's gain from, they benefited from this demon spirit this woman possessed, right? And we know that. But if we go on down to verse 20, and they brought them, after they set this girl free in the name of Jesus, they brought them to the magistrate saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city.
They're troublemakers. You got to be a troublemaker this day and time. and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans, and the multitude rose up together against them. You want unity and one accord, but not in opposition. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Now, that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to shut you down and shut you up. That's what he wants to do. And when he's doing that, you need to get louder. Amen. Amen. Just to let him know that's not the way we're going. You'll pay attention numerous times when the disciples, the apostles there, were facing persecution. Even when they let him go, they said, we're going to let you go, but don't talk about him no more. Don't talk about Jesus. Don't talk about any of this way. Don't say that no more. They was fine as long as they wasn't speaking about Jesus. Don't say nothing about Jesus. Don't do what you've been doing. Just go over here and build your tents and do what you need to do on the side. We don't care about that. But don't talk about Jesus. That's what the devil wants to do. He don't want you talking about Jesus. He don't want you talking about the goodness of God. It might pour over onto other people out here in this world that don't have the answer. God's army might, and it will be built. But see, they didn't respond like most people would when this happened. At midnight, it says, the next verse. See, the devil wanted to shut them down and shut them up. But Paul and Silas, even in jail. Midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, verse 25, Acts 16. Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And they wasn't whispering because the prisoners heard them. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. That needs to be our response in the storm. Needs to be our response regardless of the opposition, regardless of the persecution. And then we'll see if we go on down. They got results. Suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Now that is absolute, literal and physically took place. But spiritually speaking, by the anointing of God, every wall can come down. Every band can be loosed even today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And if you go on down, not only, see, it matters what you do in the storm because people's watching and God's watching. Any way that God tests you or anything God allows you to go through, as we've taught you, is never to hurt you. It is for the purpose for you to pass the test so he can promote you and use you in a greater measure than he has before. Maybe some of you have stepped out today and you're in some hard places. Don't you worry about a thing. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The man that is faithful will abound with the blessings of God. God knows where you are, who you are, and he knows that you've kept the faith in the storm. But not only were they free, but then the other prisoners were free. And we see the jailer that was about to kill himself. You say, I want to be a witness. Stand fast in the faith right where you are. Obey God today. Something Smith Wigglesworth, as I've said all through his books, has helped me, because very often you see out here and you know God wants to use you out here and he wants to take you here and he wants to do things here. And you get, and if you're not careful, the flesh and the devil will get in there and discourage you because you're like, that's so much and it's so far away. How am I going to get there? And Wigglesworth said, all you got to learn is this: yield and yield and yield and yield and yield every day. That's all you got to do. You wake up every day, and no matter how small the step today, no matter how great the vision, just obey God. Just obey God. The steps of a righteous man. He's not telling you to take one giant leap anyways. The steps of a righteous man, the steps of a righteous woman are ordered by the Lord. Start where you are today. Don't try to operate 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road. You be willing and obedient today, and you'll eat of the good of the land. And not only was this jailer saved, the Bible says, but his whole family was saved. Because Paul and Silas, they didn't wait for the doors to be open. They didn't wait for the bonds to be loose. They prayed and sang praises unto God right where they were, right where they were facing. No matter where you're at and what's going on today, God is good. Go to Joshua chapter 6. This is my main passage and my last passage, I believe. Joshua chapter 6. You remember about Jericho, the walls of Jericho. Now, I want to read this little introduction to you. I wrote it down. Got it out of the Believer's Bible Commentary, but some of you know more than others. We could say that in any group. It's not criticism. But as we talk about Jericho, Jericho was a fortified city, but her walls and gates served only to keep her inhabitants inside for judgment. They certainly didn't keep Israel out.
It was a doomed city because it stood on God's land. And its rightful tenants, the children of Israel, had come to claim their property. We get some of these lies told around today because all this going on in the natural, worldly, devilish realm, that evil's going to take over. You're not going to do nothing about it? How's evil going to take over when we're here and we're of God? That's not possible. It's not possible. And then people will get caught up that's in the flesh and say, well, who do you think you are? I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the God that lives in me. It's not me. I wouldn't be a match just naturally and physically and personally for the devil, but I'm not alone. Greater is he that's in me, greater is he that's in you than he's in the world. We're not talking about us. Matter of fact, the more we walk with God, the less we're going to have to walk with us and in the flesh. We got to lose ourselves. We're truly going to find God, as Paul talked about in Philippians 3. Many things in our own lives, this is still the same thing, loom out as a Jericho, impeding our progress, possessing our possessions. Perhaps we've been discouraged with the sheer immensity of our trials. If we will only claim the victory the Lord gives and move ahead in faith with eyes fixed upon God for success, we too will see miracles. Joshua 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. You know, God in Christ Jesus has given us some things. We have a rich inheritance that is not for the future. It's a present possession now. Because the possession, the inheritance, is only active, or I guess could be possessed, with the death of the testator. And we thank God Jesus has already died and rose again on the third day. So what he's given us is present possessions today. Verse 3, and you shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant. You start talking about the ark, oh, they got a problem when they start messing with the ark. Wherever the ark was, the presence of God was there. There's issues at hand when you come against the ark, when you come against those that possess the ark. The ark of the covenant, let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. He said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. So they've got their instructions, and they got their instructions from God. And then verse 8, it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. Verse 9, and the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets. And the reward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then you shall shout. They've got specific instructions of what to do. There's another message here, but there's a time to speak and there's a time to be quiet. It's not a time to be quiet for God. It's not. It's not a time to be on the down low. It's a time to speak up for God. Speak up concerning the things of God. Give him the glory and honor that he so deserves. Verse 11. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about at once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. Joshua rose up early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the reward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. What are they doing? They're just doing what God told them to do. So I don't see anything happening. I'm telling you, if you're doing what God told you to do, there's things happening you don't see. And if you know them by the Spirit. You don't know them from natural perception. Excuse me. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So did they 6 days. Again, why? Because it's what the Lord told them to do. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day, what'd they do? They compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priest blew with the trumpets. Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. You know, God's given us the city. He's given us the county. He's giving you the state, you could say. He's giving you everything that pertains unto life and godliness. But it must be activated by praise, by prayer, by faith, obviously, by thanksgiving. The people that know their God will be great and do great exploits. And the city shall be accursed, 17, even it and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, and she and all that are with her in the house, because she went. Excuse me, she hid the messengers that we sent. You know, very often, people take pride in being irritating. You know, I know people that way. I'm not knocking nobody. Some of y'all's like that. You can change and grow. You don't have to stay that way. But some people just like to irritate other people. They just like to be irritable. What? It's like to be just irritating. I've never irritated anybody in my life, if that's what they're saying. Jay had to repent this morning. If you're going to get somebody, you can't do the same thing over and over again. You got to let time pass. So me and Jay's the only ones here at the church this morning. He goes back here in the bathroom. I just stood outside the door and waited for him just about to come out. And he got close, and I slapped the door, and then I wonder if he's a Christian or not. But, you know, we need to get loud for God. Not loud. I've been in meetings where people say, you know, just get loud and do your crazy dance and all this kind of stuff. I don't believe in doing stuff just for the heck of it. You do what the Holy Ghost says do. You do what the Spirit of God says do. I don't care if your shout sounds like your shout, if your praise sounds like your praise. It's not what it's about. It's about acting on and obeying the Word of God. Amen? And we do need to be irritators, is what I was going back to, but we need to be an irritator for the devil. We need to irritate him. Amen? And when we get quiet, when he starts moving and opposing and attacking, that's not irritating the devil. You're playing right into his hands. We want to be like Paul and Silas in jail. Amen. There's locked stocks and bonds and they're locked down. But what happened? They prayed and sang praises unto God. Now we got here. He said, I'm giving you this city. God's given us some things, but we got to possess it. We got to obey him. And again, this message is for today. Verse 18. Are y'all there? And in any, you in any wise, keep yourself from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed. When you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it, all the silver, golden vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. Verse 20, this is where we wanted to get to. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout. Why were they doing these things? It's what God said. What happened? The wall fell down flat so that the people went up into the city. People say, there's no way. Yeah, just thank God that it's done. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. Says the wall fell down flat. The people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But they went in. They shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, and the people went up into the city. Satan may have tried to block you out or block you in, whichever way you want to look at it. But when you give the Lord your victory shout, Satan cannot win. The Holy Ghost said today, it's time to go in. It's time to go in. But how are we going to go in? How did the walls come tumbling down? How will your walls come tumbling down? Faith in the storm is an act of praise. It's an act of thanksgiving, because you know it doesn't matter how bad the storm is. Doesn't matter how high the waves are. Doesn't matter how hard the wind is blowing. Doesn't matter what anybody's saying. Doesn't matter what the evil report says. When all I have is the Word of God, I have all I need. And I'm going to hold fast to the Word of God and thank God that it's done in Jesus' name when it looks like there's no way. And along those same lines about that story in Hebrews 11:30, it said, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Today, we need to give the Lord a shout for the victory is ours. It may not look good, but remember, it's a faith shout. Looks does not matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is what the Word says. God said it. Remember what Paul said in another storm in Acts 27. We use it all the time. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. I believe God. That was in the storm. That wasn't when it passed. They were shouting when? Did they shout when before the walls came down, during or after? I'm sure they shouted afterwards. Of course you would too. That would be a shout of thanksgiving and praise, which is rightfully so. You should do that, but it wouldn't necessarily need to be one of faith because the walls were already down. But the Lord said, many are waiting. Y'all come now. This is going to sing. Many are waiting for the walls to come down to praise me, for the walls to come down to give a victory shout. But faith shouts now, and the walls have no option but to come down when you give God the glory and honor that he deserves. And you say, well, what? What would be any difference? Think about it. One of the things that were repeatedly said is that they had exceeding joy and they were glad. He told them to rejoice. He told them to praise him. And what was said? That the Lord be magnified. See, you may have big problems today. You may have high mountains today. You may have deep valleys today. You may not have a river today. You might have whitewater rapids that you feel is taking you everywhere today. But I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter what it looks like. Seems like there is. God is able. We thank God that he's God in the storm. He's God facing the roadblock, the mountain. He's God facing the greatest obstacle that you've ever faced. God is able. But see, God will become no bigger when you praise him in and of himself, but he's bigger in your life. Daddy used to say about problems all the time. He said many people, he talked to us boys, he said it to us all the time, but he talked about other people as well in ministering, not gossiping, but ministering, he would always say. He said many Christians don't have a bigger problem as they think they do. He said, but they make mountains out of molehills, because that's all they talk about. Something goes wrong, something's bad, that's the only thing they talk about, and it gets worse and worse and worse, and they will sit around repeatedly, and they'll say, I don't understand. I don't understand. Where's God? Why is he not doing this? Why is he not? That's not how he works. That's not faith. And I'm not hurting or criticizing anybody. But faith says God is able. I don't see it. I don't know how he's going to bring it to pass, but I don't care. I praise him in the storm because he's good and he's the answer and there is no other way. Stand to your feet. Father, we glorify you. We magnify you and we praise you today. Oh, for you're so good and your mercy endures forever and ever and ever. Just like you did a while ago, praise him for a minute. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you, Father. Oh, yes, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. Oh, the anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. Oh, the anointing that breaks every stronghold. Oh, we thank you, Father, the same anointing that rests upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, rest upon us today.